This is Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. I'm Franny Kelly.
I'm Ali Shaheed Muhammad.
Solo.
Absol in the building. What up, man?
What's the good word, brother?
So happy to be talking to you because we saw each other, I don't know how many months ago that was. Was that like 6 months ago?
Word, yeah, word.
So roughly.
And it is an honor. It's an honor, brother.
Yeah. Where did you guys meet?
Where were we at? South By?
No, before that was LPR.
LPR, for Schoolboy, that's right.
That's right. It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was your birthday.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And we talked about you coming here, and I wanted to make it happen like right then and there. I was like, can we get you up here tomorrow?
Gotta have something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Gotta have something to talk about. You don't wanna, I don't like to move without direction.
Me either. I stay quiet because I'm like, what's the point? But you have a lot to talk about, I think. People wanna talk to you. But I respect the position. So you got these days though, so we here.
We are here. These days, June 24th, you feel me? TDE.
There's a lot to talk about on that album.
Yeah. I cover a whole lot.
Do you feel like you did what you wanted to do with it?
Absolutely. And I had turned it in at the top of the year. Mm-hmm. So this extra time just gave me extra time to, you know, seal the deal, you feel me?
What were you doing with that extra time?
Just adding a few extra songs, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Just cleaning everything up, expounding a bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Elaborating.
Mm-hmm. It's very open and earnest.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be that. A lot of my favorite artists embody that, so I try to give that back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I got from hip-hop. I just want to kick that back if I can.
Like who specifically?
Well, of course. I mean, I won't even be cliche and say, like, Jay-Z and Nas. I'll take you to, like, even KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Hip hop, intelligent movement, you know what I mean? That type of thing. Like, you know, it was once said that hip hop was like the black CNN, or, you know what I mean? Mm. It's just these things. Like, a lot of the early artists, you know, Rakim, you know, he called himself the God then.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we hear it now. And I think a lot of people in my generation might think that this is new. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to restore the feeling. It's a bit, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever met Rakim?
No, I haven't met Rakim personally, but I met his son.
Hmm.
His son actually, like, called in to a radio. I forgot which radio station I was at, but he called in while I was doing the interview, and it was dope. That was super dope. I'm sure I'll catch Rakim slipping one day, though, for sure.
That's the second time today that Chuck D has come up. And I know he's on Twitter a lot right now, talking about black radio and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty shocking that somebody would go at him and not think that everybody would know exactly who he was messing with.
Well, what is black radio?
Well, I think that's part of the debate right now.
Gotcha.
But mostly, you know, hip-hop, R&B, quote-unquote, urban.
Urban.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But,
I mean, you know, it's all subjective, you know. I think that's what also makes it so cool, so fun, you know what I mean? It's subjective. I mean, I can't please everybody, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say that's impossible, but, you know, it's very highly unlikely that you please everybody.
Yeah.
So.
But what do you also say on the album? You don't even have that many haters.
That line was just in terms of my circle of friends.
Okay.
In my circle of friends, you know, we'd be here without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I guess I would say too many because, you know, there might be a few deceivers in my presence. But, I, for the most part, you know, I've had the opportunity to move around with guys that I've grew up with from the sandbox pretty much. So, you know, fortunately for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, the album is very, like, I mean, so we've spoken to a lot of the guys that you work with, and everybody seems to have a plan, mm-hmm. like a 3-album plan.
Word.
But Control System was not part of your trilogy, and this feels even further removed from the plan.
Right.
Is that like all a bad feeling? Is there any good feeling about the plan not progressing the way that you thought it would?
Oh no, I mean, I'm enjoying every step, and you know, my series, I guess that you were talking about would be Long Term.
Yeah.
And Long Term is my series that I came up with when I first decided to become an artist. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be 4 parts. And the Long Term 4 should be my last album.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, the title alone speaks for itself, Long Term. If you look it up, it's like a term of considerably 10 years. You know what I'm saying? When you think in long term. So everything that happens, all of the hurdles and the potholes or whatnot, you know, are all necessary for the long-term goal. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell you that, I wouldn't say that everything is not happening according to plan, you know? Mm. I think everything is going according to plan. You're going to have a few surprises here and there, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we seem to be touching a lot of people and really being accepted and recepted by a lot of people. So, you know, it seems like a positive thing completely. I can't say I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you were coming up, were you surrounded by people who didn't wholly embrace, you know, like your vision or your way of communicating?
In general?
Just, you know, in terms of like music community.
I'm a people person, you know what I mean? I'm kind of cool everywhere I go, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For the most part. And for the things that I say, I kind of know how to say them to whom I say it to. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, I could chop it up with my homie that's a criminal, and I could talk to Obama, who's the president too. You know what I'm saying? I got questions for both of them, and I could talk to them both in their dialect. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's clear. I think what I'm getting at is that, you know, the community, like, you know, with the TDE, like, you guys are such a force.
Yeah.
And it was quiet before, you know, your force was revealed. It was revealed within your community. You Word. Knew what was going to happen, where you guys were going, what you were building, and, you know, but in terms of, like, the outside world, they weren't privy to that yet, you know. And
Word.
And whatever was going on around that time, I don't know. It obviously, it didn't affect you guys, but maybe it did in the way that it inspired and pushed you guys to really just be like, you know, like, this is our stuff and this is the way we're crafting our art. I don't know.
No, I think I understand what you're saying. What was very important to note is that we're actually, those are really my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, I slept on the floor with them. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we all sat in the studio together and tried to figure it out together. You know, I probably stepped foot in that studio in 06 for the first time. So if you could imagine that type of time, us, you know, we grew up together in a sense. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everything that's happening now is only a byproduct of that. And, I mean, if you think about that time, you know, we were conditioned for everything that might happen. Because you got to think, you know, the age that we live in, this is the internet age. I mean, we see how the media works. We see how, you know, celebrities are treated. Mm-hmm. We see, you know, and I grew up in a record shop. So, you know, I watched A-Tracks come and 45s come and 12 inches in the, and then cassettes come, and you know, I watched the transition, and it's always gonna change, but now we have even more of that extensive information. I could hop online and type in hip hop and get the whole history of hip hop at the click of a button. So, you know, I just feel like we studied. We're highly conditioned for this. If I would have to say, you know what I mean? It's not no type of pressure or I'm so proud. I'm very proud of them, and I'm proud of what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I hope we can continue.
So in
just along in that vein on Stigmata, you talk about Steve Jobs taking your grandfather's job,
right?
And it was your job,
right?
What's the next step?
I'm saying, like I said, I worked in a record shop. My grandpa owned it,
yeah.
And that's physical distribution.
Uh-huh.
When iTunes dropped, that was the transition from CD to MP3. You know what I'm saying? Now I won't say when iTunes dropped, you know, like Napsters and your file sharing programs came. Steve Jobs created iTunes to where you could sell your music digitally.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So that revolution, if you could imagine me, you know, my mom ran it. It was a family owned business. I'm there every day after school and I'm trying to rap. You can only imagine my mom looking at me trying to rap and we're going out of business. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? So right when the record shop came to an end, Magic Disc Music, shout out to Magic Disc Music, right when it came to an end, MERS took me out on tour.
Wow.
So and then I dropped my project Long Term Mentality online on iTunes. So I was rewarded still. We got to still stay in the music, and we're still selling records still. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's still possible when we thought, you know, just in the physical land that it was over. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that line would imply.
Walk with me. Bear the burden. Yo, no, don't you dare cast one stone in air. I'm cracking stone with bare hands. You a mere man. I know my stoner's hair. All my visionaries, shades in the night. That's a scary sight. I'm never in the dark though. My squad the brightest circle. Watch with the internet alone, I enlighten the whole globe. That's iTunes from a nigga with astigmatism. I got it from my moms. Thank you, Steve Jobs. You took my grandpa job and you gave me a job. Not just a physical, but digital way of displaying my rhymes and making these kind people pay a fine. I've been through a lot. I deserve a lot. This works fine. I carried the cross. If Virgin Mary had an abortion, I'd still be carried in the chariot.
So much of your music is so deep. It's like, where do you go? You know what I mean? Because there are things that I think are somewhat literal, and then there's things that have so much layer and depth to it, you know, and it's the equivalent of, you know, going to a university or, you know, having like a whole bunch of a library of things that you have to or are told you should study and read upon before you can have an understanding of what this whole thing is that we're living in.
I just like to talk about it. I like to reason, you know what I mean? I like to ask questions. I like to, you know, I like to talk about it. Everything. The world is a big place.
What inspires you outside of maybe, you know, just the obvious of just like living and breathing? Like, what's the purpose you get from making music or stepping up to a microphone?
I think it's simply that I could probably honestly tell you that I've learned the bulk of what I know from hip hop music.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I learned from listening to hip hop music, I learned about things that I would soon learn about as an adult from listening to it as a child. And that's just amazing to me. It's just remarkable. So I want to give that back. I want somebody to feel like that made me feel. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. what does that mean? Like, what did he mean by that? He said it, but it sounded like he said it like I should have known what it meant. Like, I'm late. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I got from hip hop. Like, and so I just want to give that right back. You know what I mean?
Does your fans come up to you and have like real in-depth conversations? Like, they're clear on...
Yeah, all the time.
Like I so get it.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? All the time.
What does that turn into, for example, someone comes up to you and, you know, they'll ask you, like, I'm fascinated by a lot, but you say, like, you said, we run this world price in a pharaoh pyramid. I was just trying to write as I heard it.
So. When doves cry, shit gets serious. You'll feel like a prince in a pharaoh's pyramid. Scheme.
We run this world. Yeah. Can you hear it? I spread love. Can you feel it in your spirit? When doves cry, shit gets serious. You feel like a prince in a pharaoh's pyramid. Scheme, turn dream. Term nightmare on Elm Street. You ain't got your heart in the right place. How the hell you plan to stay on B? On B. Yeah, I put that on me. I got a gun and a good book. Leave all your homies holy. Black sheep, no Miss Bo Peep, motherfuck police. Till I release all of my OGs. You can lean on me till you Morgan free. You don't need
that's what you said.
Right.
Why'd you say
that? Well, I mean, obvious wordplay upon Prince and When Doves Cry, obviously.
It was a scheme.
And it was a scheme. I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even see.
That's the headline on the interview.
And that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like you could use your imagination.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you should be able to directly catch some sort of word association or something. You should catch something, and you could take it as deep as you want. You can go into the deep end if you want, or you could, you know, stay on the shallow end too.
I mean, you just placed it out there. I was like, brilliant, smart. You know, from an MC perspective, you got to sprinkle things and do things like that. But I just was like, you know, sometimes there's so specific of a purpose. You know, like, you choose a word because it lands with something, or
right.
you like, you, I'm really saying this because it's just, I need you to open up this little section,
right.
you know, and I'm not going to take you all the way there, but just enough for you to just be like,
Exactly.
But I just wanted to know, like, in that particular song, you say, you said, she can't wait to get rid of me. Who is she?
Life.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe I'm just a dreamer. Life is but a dream, mm-hmm. and I would never leave her. But I bet she can't wait to get rid of me.
Why'd you say that?
What if I told you I don't know?
I'd believe you, but it's just so deep.
Right.
You know, and it just makes me wonder, like, what...
Exactly. I think I said that to provoke that thought. Like, what, you know, what if life is a girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, just little, this anything, you know, I love to provoke thought, just think about it. But but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to figure it out with you. I don't know. I'm not trying to act like, you know what I mean?
I always got that from your music. Like, yeah. You kind of, it's not an apologetic position. It's always been a state of, I know some shit.
Right.
You know, and I'm tripping up on some stuff. I'm stumbling on some stuff, figuring out some stuff. I know.
Right. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Now, exactly. You feel what I'm saying? This is what I've done. Now, how do you feel about this?
And just from me being, you know, older than you,
mm-hmm.
and having such admiration for your art and your crew, but your generation and what we kind of left you guys with, in a sense, and it's just, you want to leave people with something better, you know, and it just seems like we didn't leave you guys with much that's better. You know, there's things that you had to you realize on your own, and that's with every generation, but you try to leave something better so that they know, like, I can cling to this dream and take it to this next thing. And it exactly. seems like you guys are creating your own destinies without anything wholesome.
No, yeah, I feel you.
So it's like I hear that, and I'm just like, what the hell? You know, like, what, and where do you go? Like, where does the next generation go? Where does the next Ab Soul fan who's like, I'm connecting, like, I get it. The same way you learned about things through hip-hop, and they're learning about things through you. It's right. just like, I'm like, where does this go?
Well, what I would say first to that, too, first and foremost, you got to remember, you know, hip-hop is amongst the youngest genres of music anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, is hip-hop 100 years old? Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
40.
So, you know, in that right, you know what I'm saying, in respect to all of the other genres that had came before, you know, we sample that mm-hmm. in rap, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In that right, we're still trying to figure it out, really.
Do you feel that maybe you guys weren't given much?
I think everyone is given everything that they need to do what they need to do.
Are you asking, like, from an artistic perspective or not?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely from an artistic
even what I said, period, like, I think we all have all of the tools already to do what we need to do, what we would like to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just up to us. You know what I mean? It's up to you how bad you want to do that thing. I think all the tools are here to do it, though. You feel me?
So people can't make excuses.
Right. You feel me? And so, when you, I guess it's kind of like, you know, when I first started rapping, it was, you know, it was fun. I was trying to mock Twista. then I really wanted to, you know, I couldn't really do that exactly. He's, you know, that's his one of a kind thing that he does. So I start, you know, trying to find my own style. Then you can rhyme good, and you can do that. You got punchlines, you got metaphors, you're tight. You're like, I'm tight. You know, I'm so tight that, or I'm so ill that, I'm so dope that. Then after you do that, you know, a million times over, you're going to ask yourself, okay, so what are we going to talk about? Like, you would just want to be dope and ill at that point. You want to stop saying it. You want to really lead by example instead of just giving examples. You understand what I'm saying? I just think that's what, if I had to, I think that's what we do. Like, I want to hear new words and new things in the popular or the black music, the urban music. I want to hear a few more words. Seems like I'm hearing the same words. Mm-hmm. And this is just in terms of what we would call popular urban music. Because, I mean, you know, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the range of subject matter isn't far. It just seems to go from the studio to the strip club.
So in your album, it seems like the front part of it was kind of like girls, drugs, and then it got really beyond that, which made me really happy.
Word.
But this was just my first listen.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like really talking about a body of work just off of one listen.
Right.
But my initial feeling of it was like, wow, on the top of it was that, but then maybe I'm wrong, I'm receiving it wrong, but then there was this reveal that was, there's a lot to the record, man. And
well, yeah, like, you talking the intro, Guys Ring?
Just the intro, and like, I want to say like the first two, three songs or something like that, it just had like this theme that was seemingly reoccurring, pertaining to...
Well, I mean, I took my time with it.
Yeah.
I took my time with it. I mean, I tried to make it as cohesive as possible, but I didn't want to make it Control System Part 2. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. But I mean, you know, I always like to, you know, thread things together. It's gotta sound good. It's gotta flow well. You know, I always put these things in mind. But
top of the album to me is like, that's when there are all those songs that are technically one song, but they sound like two songs.
Right.
Like stitched together. I mean, we hear that happening.
Right.
More often over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. I had recorded, I guess, so many songs, you know, probably about, I won't say so many songs, probably recorded about 20, 25 songs for the project. And Top Dog, my boss, he was trying to cut it short. He was saying it don't need to be so long. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're gonna bore people. So if you need to chop this down to like 14 or 15 songs. So I just tried to...
So you got around that.
Right. I tried to wiggle around that best as I could, you know what I mean? Because I felt strongly about the other records, of course. And I guess it just worked out. It just worked out that way.
I think the variety works out really well. I think the sequencing is real tight.
Right. I mean, that's one of my main things in general. With all my bodies of work, I just try to touch as many bases as possible, try to touch as many hands as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just broaden the range, the horizon, you know?
Yeah.
What was with the Puffy endorsement?
Is that Q?
Shout
to Q.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. That's going to the two-part song. That was me putting Puffy and Puffy on the same track.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Types that was super tight to me. And I mean, who else better to let the world know that I'm eating than, you know, Dr. Combs, you feel what I'm saying?
Dr. Combs.
You feel me?
My life. Money is the answer. Black girls in the bedroom, white girls in the bathroom. Fuck what I did last night. I'm just trying to spend 100 stacks every day of my life.
Who getting that dough? Who getting that bread? Get money, I pledge. What you mean you broke, bitch? Open them legs. Now let a nigga be. I think I'm gon' skate. You know I love cheeks. You know I love cheese. I'm high as a scraper. I'm smoking that guac. Who leave guns on the top shelf? Who keep Glocks on Glocks? Ain't nothing more important than a hoover. Who having out cars and loading that pop, knock, yak, yak, groove, yeah? Off 216, I'm still spinning rent. You a bad bitch, come fuck me. Yeah, you heard it right, I said fuck me. Put it on grip, ignorance is bliss. I love foreign tits and the clitoris. Beat the pussy down like my nemesis. Make the pussy drip like a slitted wrist. But who getting that money? Real motherfucking money. Saw a dude dog, I cashed out. Bought a new bitch and a new house.
Woke up early, yeah. Kissed this bad bitch, yeah. Rolled me up a blunt, then I took a piss. Can't remember what I did last night. I'm just trying to spend 100 stacks every day of my life. Money is the answer. Black girls in the bedroom, white girls in the bathroom. Fuck what I did last night. I'm just trying to spend 100 stacks every day of my life.
What's your address?
What? It ain't no more to it. Solo eating now. Tell him Puff said so.
Take that.
Well, that's what I meant by, you know, there's the front part of the album to me just seemed like it was kind of going towards that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then later on it kind of departed away from that. And I don't think you have anything to prove. I mean, I've never felt that. Mm-hmm. I think your artistry, period, it is what it is. Boom, it's sharp. It's accept it or
word.
Not, whatever.
Then you were.
You know, but in hearing that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not mad at that. But I was really happy when you got past that part.
Right.
I mean, I think there's some feeling among the faithful that, or a question, wondering what TDE is going to do about, like, the radio, about black radio in particular. Like, what's going to be the root? I mean, I heard a lot of people say about Good Kid, like, there's no hit on here. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then, like,
I mean, what's the name?
Made it a hit. But.
Swimming Pools was a hit.
Right.
He had a couple hits on there. Poetic Justice was a hit.
Because they didn't sound like a hit. You know?
Right.
Hit at the time.
That happens a lot. You know what I mean?
Of course.
That happens a lot. You hear a song one time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see a movie one time. It's the same concept.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I can speak for all of us when I say we're not really too worried about the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just from being outside, it seems like more people are listening to music. Their personal playlists on their phones.
Okay.
That's what it seemed. That's the wave we seem to be riding.
Okay.
So.
Like on YouTube or Spotify?
I mean, all kinds of different avenues. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want, you know, pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like that's where we are with it rather than people tuning into the radio more so.
It feels like radio came around to you guys.
Right. That type of thing.
And so, I mean, I think that was a little bit of a surprise to people, that the feeling was, oh, the kids don't want to have to think too hard.
Mm.
The kids don't want it to be dense or wordy or whatever.
Right.
How did you know to, like, have higher expectations for your audience?
I mean, because I'm, like I said, I'm a people person. Like, I know people.
Okay.
Like, I know people. I mean, I talk to a lot of people. We've been around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm saying, like, if I...
Did you go to Japan when Kendrick went with
No, him? I haven't been out the country.
Okay.
I've only been to Canada and Amsterdam so far.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, Danny Brown gave this great analogy that I like to use. He said, like, if your dog gets sick, you have to mix the medicine with his food. You can't just give the dog the medicine. He's not going to like it. You have to mix it with the food.
Yeah, he told us that. Put the pill in the pudding.
Right. That guy's crazy. But anyway, that's just a great... I think that's the best analogy I could use for what I try to do.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not... I mean, who am I to at the same time? You know, I'm... Who am I to even say that I'm giving you medicine?
Who is anybody?
Right, that type of thing. So, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, one of my nicknames is YMF. Can I curse?
Mm-hmm.
Young Mind Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because I think I figured out that's what I do. I'm seeing a lot of comments saying, yo, I'm mind fucked. And you know, sometimes when I come up with some of these lines, I feel the same way. So, you know, maybe I also have another purpose to just, you know, to mind boggle a bit, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, you never know.
Well, then can we talk about sapiosexual?
Right. Oh,
look who heard that
great
album.
what an excellent segue. That was an excellent segue. Yeah, sapiosexual. Do you want to tell the people what a sapiosexual is, for those who don't know?
A mind fucker?
I mean, you want to be more specific? Okay, I got you. Don't try.
Okay.
Attracted to intelligence.
Okay, that's funny. I would have said it differently.
Yeah, right. Aroused by intelligence.
Right, right.
That's what a sapiosexual is by definition.
Intelligence specifically. Okay, because what I got from the song was that it was like being attracted to somebody regardless of like physical.
Oh, well, no. I'm glad you got that in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very intricate way at it was very, very intricate way at getting at a woman, like or pursuing a woman.
Uh-huh.
It's like a real intricate, you know, I was trying to use words that you probably wouldn't use talking to a woman for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, you know, I'm no dummy. I know a few words. You get what I'm saying? I might, these things that I'm telling you, you know, they might feel good type thing, you know? But, yeah, that's just what that is. You know?
What it works.
Shout out to J. Cole.
We've heard it all before. I like that that's part of enlightening the world is giving better game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
it's appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what I got from it, literally. I honestly can probably say that I learned most of what I know from hip-hop music, from rap music. You know what I'm saying? I could probably honestly tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So
I wanted to ask a little bit, because to me the songs that are sort of fused together and then, you know, the end of, I think it's World Runners, when it sounds like you guys are in the studio, just like fucking around. And it sounds a little bit like your process is exposed. Is that, I mean, it's sort of artfully exposed, but is that on purpose? And what really is your process?
I don't have one, really.
Okay.
I just kind of let everything come and go. I'm not a studio rat.
You're not.
I'm not a studio rat. I don't just, like, sit in the studio all day. Like, I'm in here grinding, finna knock out 20 joints right now in an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm not him. I take my time. I think about it, you know what I'm saying? And I go and lay it down and record it when it's time. But I'm not, my process is, it can be as simple as that skit, fucking around in the studio with the homies. We could come up with a great idea that way. Or it could be something that I just had I was sitting on my own, in my own mind.
Do you construct the sound a little bit, you know, in terms of just saying, like, you know, you're hearing a feeling and it's just like, I want, you know, maybe chords to go in this direction. Or,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I pretty much do all, I do all of that, all of the arrangement. Yeah. You know what I mean? I sit down with Ali and we make it sound hot. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's funny because whenever you shot him out, I think it's him.
Right.
For a split second.
Right.
This is my dream. Every time I hear it, I'm like, man, I really wish I was in the room.
Right.
I think I could help.
Hey man, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
What is that chemistry like between you and Ali?
It's my little brother. It's my little big brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we clash heads and, you know, we get it done though. You know, we get it done. I'm real meticulous, he's real meticulous, and we work together and get it done, you know.
Does he push you in the sense of communicating maybe something is not as effective as you may think it is, or is it that he has a real trust and faith in, like, your path and your journey, so he just lets you go with it?
Well, I mean, yeah, in that, right, you know, I was probably recording music a lot longer than Ali was, so in that respect, I mean, he respects me in that right, you know. Ali is the engineer. I recorded most of my album at Mac Miller's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I lay it down, I put it all together, and then I send it to him to make sure, you know, to mix and make sure the sounds are right.
Yes.
You feel me? But before I turn it into him, I try to do everything that I would like to hear done on it. So he can just do his thing after. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to think, he's the engineer for all of us. It's not like he's, like, he does, you know, that he doesn't have that much time. You know what I mean? And we are expanding, but, you know, right now, you know, that's my go-to guy right now, you know?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that everyone kind of has, there's certain similarities, but things really stand out as different, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like having the sensibilities of like understanding where you're trying to go with something in a particular sound.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Just wondering if he, you know, like, we had a lot of faith in our engineer who would say, I get it where you're going, but I think you should probably just go in this direction. We'd be like, nah, that's totally not it. But then, you know, you'd be like, well, maybe you were right about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I take my time.
Yeah.
And I mean, at this point in my life, in my career, I know it's hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's dope.
Why were you recording at Mac Miller's?
He has a great, great house. Have you seen the show?
Yeah, I've been.
He has
up
an excellent house.
I've been to the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, Ali.
What?
He told me to say, you know, say what's up to you. I just got off the phone with him. He heard I was coming up here.
Yeah.
He told me to say what's up to you. You know, he said you would
Hit him up.
You would hit me with some great questions.
I'm sure. You know, I feel like I'm not doing that. I'm not hitting you with the great questions because I'm just like, I'm really like.
No, honestly, these. I mean, I have you guys in comparison to, you know, all of the typical blogger questions, you know, this is cool.
Well, it's a conversation. I really admire your work and have been.
Work.
And it's just like with this new album, I'm still kind of like.
You caught us off guard.
Yeah, I'm so caught off guard in a good way, but I'm just like, it's so much. And it's a trip, man.
Right. And you think like I've been removed. Like my last project was Control System. I don't think I even got to listen to Control System on Beats by Dre products. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to think about that first.
Think about that first.
You know what I'm saying? This came out after, you know, Beats by Dre, before Beats by Dre products. So, you know, and Ali, this is after, you know, Ali mixed Good Kid, Mad City, after Ali mixed Oxymoron. Mm-hmm. He has all kinds of tricks up his sleeve right now. So, I mean, you know, and there's all, you know, it's all kind of science and technology that they're coming up with every day for these type of things. Yeah. And so I let him do that. I stay over here and try to compose and let him worry about all the science and, you know, frequencies and all that cool shit.
I felt the way about even the frequencies. I was like, these poor little NPR speakers can't even handle this right now. I mean,
stop throwing shade.
I'm just stating. maybe it's a little too strong for
maybe
the systems.
Maybe we'll get some new speakers.
They designed and they need to just, you know,
I mean,
open up the range a little bit. But it's just, there was just so much in the record, just from the sonic of it, just from like stuff that you were talking about. And I'm just like, I wish I had another day to listen, at least, you know, to sit with the record to really have this proper conversation with you.
I feel you.
There's so much movement in it. And
yeah, I thought of that word also.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And like, you know, once again, like I said, you know, every time I put together a project, I try to have something for everybody. You know, I try to have a sound for everybody. And, you know, I guess just this, in this album in particular, I called it These Days to blatantly try to capture the sound of these days, you know, since, you know, my last 2 years since I've been missing. So, I mean, this is...
Is that why you got a mustard beat on there?
That wasn't mustard, but that was a D-Nice. From League of Stars. But no, shout out to Mustard too. You know, that's my guy too. Shout out to YG. They doing real good. Mm-hmm. We supposed to be getting in real soon. You feel me? So everything is good, man. It's a great feeling. You know, it's a great feeling.
I've tried to take little notes when I was listening,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why I wrote this because I don't even remember the song. But for Dubsack, mm-hmm. my bucket, I wrote, who was this song made for?
Who was it made for?
Yeah.
It was made for, well, in all, that's a song from my hood, Carson. That's a song from my city, Carson, California, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Or Del Amo, my section of the city. But I mean, you know, Carson is still, you know, the whole city. It's just, we're not Compton, we're not Long Beach. You understand what I'm saying? That type of thing. It was the foundation of it was for that. You know, I'm from Carson. I'm not from Compton. Get it right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from L.A. I'm from L.A. County. Get it right. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. And the song just...
Treat the booth like a urinal.
Right, yeah. That's just some real, like, image, some great imagery, right?
You're also kind of like marking your territory.
Yeah. See, you could see the mind. See, the mind can just, it can travel so far. You could take it anywhere you want.
Well, you
and,
said.
Well, but I was going to say too, that the song is about progression. Mm-hmm. It's simply about progression. I had a dub sack in my bucket rolling around like fuck it. Now I got an OZ and a Benz still rolling around like fuck it. It's just about progression, but still the same. Mm-hmm. When I was buying a dub sack, I had wished I could buy an ounce. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I haven't really changed. I'm just able to get the ounce now. Type thing. You feel what I'm saying?
I had a dub sack in my bucket, rolling around like fuck it. Now I got an OZ in this Benz, still rolling around like fuck it. OZ in this Benz, oh, rolling around like fuck it. Rolling around like fuck it. Rolling around like fuck it. That shit weak, yo bitch weak. That's too bad, my bitch bad. Smoke weed, I got plenty. Take your quarterback like McNabb. Sip lean, I got plenty. I drop an ace and I lead it. Now I got a quinceanera. Ever had a chick do it on a dick to capoeira? Kick game like martial art. Kick game like martial law. On Tekken, the homies got weapons. Martial law could happen any second. Getting money, blowing digits. Only sex is sexy women. Only sex is sexy women. Only sex is sexy. That like to do them nasty things. You know I like them nasty things. Can't fuck with them whips and chains. I got a bitch that do, but I ain't got no gavel. Baby wanna know what's under my belt. Maybe cause I pay so much for the belt. Call the car service, it's a ass home. When just yesterday, me and Agent J had a dub sack in my bucket. Rolling around like fuck it. Now I got an OZ in this Benz, still rolling around like fuck it.
That's, you know, like, all in all, that's what it, I hope it wasn't taken as like a weed song.
No, I mean, it is. I mean, for those who, that's where they are in life, I suppose. But, you know, I felt like that song was really a strong song.
Absolutely.
You know, for people who don't know that there's an opportunity out there for you, you know, and you're not often, certain communities are not shown that there's there's a way, you know, you're not given that way. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was an interesting song. That's why I'm like, who is that? Who did you make that song for?
Right. Yeah, for it. That was for the homies. I guess, yeah, I guess I made that for the homies. I shouted out a lot of my homies at the end.
Yeah. You so, said you left a trail for, in case, what did you say? Left a trail in case I gotta go back. And I just thought that was,
oh, like, that actually was not me. Who? That was actually your man.
Punch.
Punch said, yo, that I was, thought that was a lines. Powerful line.
That was a very powerful line. That whole verse is very powerful. When you get a chance, you probably want to. That's probably one of them verses on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really is.
Shout out to President Punch. You feel me?
I thought I was gonna see his face today.
Right? Yeah, you never know. He picks and chooses as he pleases.
So, all good.
What is that Jay song? It's not something announcement.
PSA.
PSA.
Public service announcement.
It's a similar song.
Mm.
He says a similar thing about staying the same.
Oh.
He's still the same guy.
Right, type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, or even a better Jay-Z line would be like, you know, you just look at your chains, say you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I think a lot of hip-hop artists, just because it started free, in a circle, it started free.
Mm-hmm.
Just have this idea of when you involve money or business, it's not that anymore. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For a lot of people. Huh. But like we say, it's only, 40 years old. So we're going to figure it out. You know what I mean? We'll figure it out. It's gonna move around. It's going to do flips. It's gonna go here. It's going to go there. But, you know.
Does the money get in the way of the art?
It can, but fortunately for me, I'm not a money collector. You know what I'm saying? Fortunately for me, I'm not from the projects or anything. Like I said, I'm from Carson, California. You know, there was always food in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I genuinely do this for the more of the respect of the privilege to have a voice that somebody will listen to, being somebody that somebody could look up to. You know what I'm saying? possibly, you know, somebody with a testimony, somebody who could help out, who could get put you up on game.
Who's putting you up on game now? That's there.
I learn from that. I'm a sponge, you know. I learn from everybody. I mean, you know, me and Punch are probably, you know, the tightest as far in the creative process, like, you know, just bouncing around how we, you know, the different concepts I throw around, how we sequence it. He's probably the one that I discuss with that the most. But all in all, I'm just saying I like to talk to my homies, like my real friends that, you know, that, like you say, that listen to urban music, like listen to black, you get what I'm saying? I holler at them. I listen to what they like to listen to. I want to connect with people. I want to know too. I want to know it all. You feel what I'm saying? I want to be able to walk everywhere.
I think I'm asking, you know, because you say that you learn from hip hop. You listen, you know, like you learn everything you've learned is from hip hop. So not counting your brothers, because you guys are all fierce.
Absolutely.
And sharp as I don't know what.
Right.
I'm not counting, you
that'd
know.
That'd be like, that's overkill. Yeah. We'll leave them out.
Yeah, leave that university out.
Exactly.
The rest of them that's out there, ready or not, you know, who do you feel is giving something that, you know, can walk away from with the art form? You, specifically.
Well, I mean, I really admire Jay-Z probably the most, you know. I probably admire Jay the most, Nas, Eminem. I haven't got to meet him in the flesh yet, but you know, I've had great conversations through text with Jay Electronica. He's a very wise man, and you know, I'm getting me and Lupe are real close, and you know, a lot of the guys that have been here, a lot of the guys that I've been fans of, have just been giving me good game, and you know, they've been here before, they've paved the way, so you know, they just, you know, everybody's seems to be open to, you know, let me know what's cracking, you know, how they moving over here at such and such label. Is it cool? What you think? You know, just all, everybody's welcoming us with open arms.
You say a line about something to the point of not having to have a contract or something like that.
Right.
What do you recall the line you said?
Yeah, I think I told Dude Dogg I don't even need to read the contract.
No, you said something like, oh man, you said don't write rhymes. Why should I have to sign paper? That's what you said.
Oh yeah, I don't even write rhymes. I really shouldn't have to sign paper.
Were you talking about the contract or any recording contract? Or?
Right, that was in regards to that. I guess I got two lines about the contract. Huh? It's crazy.
So
probably you ain't even probably heard that verse yet. Damn. But no, yeah. I mean, that, and that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I feel that, and that's any you say that that's just you. I think it's very clear you have this free spirit of walking the whatever universe you want to call it, Earth or whatever.
Soul,
exactly. I just thought that was, I didn't take it as a jab at the label. I just took it as openly, like, is in your spirit, your embodiment or whatever, like, that's how strong you're moving.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I stand alone. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to be here before I knew any of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I met Top Dog, I knew I wanted to be here. So, you know, it's that type of drive, it's that type of ambition. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So where are you taking us, man? Cause you know stuff we don't know. if you know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, I promise you, bro. I ain't saying nothing. Cannabis probably ain't said twice.
Okay, we tweeted. You feel me? We told our fans, our followers on Twitter that we were gonna talk to you.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, please ask him what is his favorite cannabis album. and since you've mentioned him?
His best one was the first one, Can I Bust?
Okay, sure.
Absolutely, without question, Can I Bust? Without question.
Do you get anything from performing aside from the creative aspect? From
Absolutely, that's all energy. And see, that's another example of what you're doing here. I mean, you get to have, like, you know, when I'm saying a lot of, you know, when I speak in terms of me being powerful, highly powerful. You get what I'm saying? Godlike. And so when you have you know, a lot of people in one room quoting these words in unison, you get what I'm saying? You will feel that electricity. And I feel like when I'm saying these words and the people have the opportunity to say it back to me, they can feel that powerful for a second as well. They could leave maybe with that same, with some of that electricity. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to show people the power in harmony, simply. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The power in moving as a unit, moving in unison. You know, wave, everybody wave. That's all harmony. And that's a large part of what music is. And it's, you know, I'm just trying to reinstill that.
How do you bring that sort of energy that's established in that environment?
You have it. We're all big bundles of light, for sure. We're all big batteries of electricity.
How do you channel that back into the studio after the performance? That energy, that's, you know, that movement, that feeling.
I guess that's where you see. I'm not that rapper. If I just performed, I'm not about to go to the studio. In case of unless it's an emergency, I mean, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obama needs a verse. Like, I gotta go get that done. You feel what I'm saying? No, but no. I mean, this is second nature to me. I've been rapping since I was 12 years old. These things just come to me at this. It's second nature at this time. I can't really describe a process or a channeling issue. I mean, I could sit here and write you a rap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't really explain that no more. I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? After a while, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like taking a piss, I think. After you got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you take, you know, whatever, you know, that energy, that spirit, you know, that you've put out there and you want to affect people in a certain way. And I wonder, you know, a year later, 2 years later, you know, is there an instance or a situation from that energy that's established that you bring back to your, you know?
Well, no, I try to walk with that energy at all times,
right,
on or off stage. I hope you can feel it. You feel what I'm saying? Type mm-hmm. thing. You know, that if in terms of that, like, that's on or off stage. I'm the light. I'm a big bundle of light energy. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I reserve it, and I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. And, you know, I use it for the greater good. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm reading this book by Samuel A. Floyd Jr. He's a renowned academic at University of Chicago. It's called The Power of Black Music.
Ooh.
But I was thinking about it a lot when we were listening to the album last night.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he talks about is, like, I mean, this is a different writer, sort of came up with this term, musicking, but it's like about how music making is constant, and like a song is not complete until it's received by the listener.
Yes.
And then they like flip it.
Yes.
Or use it.
Yes.
And also, I mean, the root of what he's talking about, why he's talking about the power of black music, is the concept of the ring that comes out of African music, which is like everybody being together, making music together, and also that can sort of happen at any time.
Right.
And that's what I was thinking about at the end of World Runners, when it's just the studio,
right,
and you guys fucking around. Because I actually was in that studio a few years ago. I interviewed all you guys.
Right.
And it kind of happened. There are these spaces, maybe, I guess, where people who know each other can just like make music like it's like they're just talking to each other.
Right.
You know?
You consider two heads are better than one.
Yeah.
You consider that, you know, everybody, if four of us are focused on one thing, if it should, if we all are focused on one thing, it should, we should see result. You should see some sort of result. It's just the harmony in it. Like, okay, like for example, have you ever seen Avatar? You seen the movie Avatar?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So at the end, when they made him official, when they took his human body and made him into his official avatar mm-hmm. body, mm-hmm. like the process was them having to sing and move together in unison, and I guess what would be a prayer type situation. Mm-hmm. And this is just a movie, but it's a great example of how all, you know, if we move together in unison, in harmony, you know, the power that it has. I just think that's a great, great example.
Yeah.
I know he didn't just, you know, pull that idea out of his ass.
Right.
I know that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. So there's an organization called One Beat, and they have this program where they take, I believe it's 32 musicians from all over the world, people from like the corners of the Himalayas, people who don't speak the same language. They play a weird instrument. It could be something that looked like this, and just the rope like this is an instrument. It causes vibration, sound, energy, whatever. Mm-hmm. They bring them together. They come here to the U.S. And the thing is to have this sort of communication just through music expression, especially those who are chosen don't speak the same language. Mm-hmm. And one of the exercises that they do, the first exercise when everyone's like new, like school, first day of school, and mm-hmm. everyone's just uncomfortable looking at each other, the first thing that they do is they stand everyone in a circle mm-hmm. and then they make everyone touch the next person.
Ah.
And it's just like this whole thing, and it's a matter of how fast you can do that, and then it creates this energy and this rhythm and this energy, and it's just a simple, I'm touching you, you know, and it breaks down this barrier that was existing.
Yeah.
And I just thought that, and seeing the end result of how they had these walls and these barriers to the end of the program, which I think is just like a 4-week program, how they all will get together and make this music together, not speaking, for real. But just going off of that circle of energy and coming together.
Yeah.
And no longer being strangers.
Right.
Just going with the energy.
Just feeling the vibe. Yeah, for real. I got one of my homies is married. He's married to a girl who speaks French. Like, he's married to her. Like, she can't, you know, he met her and they got married, and they don't even speak each other's language. And they're very happy together. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So I think this guy is younger than me, keep it in mind. So I think we're pushing towards that, you know, that type of filling out the vibe for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like less talking, you know what I mean? I think we are pushing towards something more like that.
I've never been to any of your shows. I'm just like, I wanna know, what does it look like? I'm so like, feel like I'm missing out right now. What does it look like?
We have a lot of fun out there, you know. It's the soul section.
Like, I saw you perform with Schoolboy, and it was your birthday. That was the only time, that was the first and only time I saw you.
Right.
Step on a stage.
Right. Well, I mean, I put on a pretty good show.
A couple years ago.
I mean, I'm waiting to, like, perform these new joints, though. Like, I've been performing the same songs for quite a long time, so I'm ready to throw in this new lineup, you know what I mean? Maybe mm-hmm. things are, you know, maybe we get a little bit more bounce if they got the right speakers for me, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna say, because I saw you and it was like one of the most pleasant concert going experiences of my entire life.
Thank you.
And it was, you know, it must have been a couple years ago, and I guess Kendrick was headlining, but people were like really getting to know those songs, but they were also nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like get out of the way and let you walk and like not spill your drink and everything.
Real talk. I mean, that's the type of crowd that we're bringing out. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, fortunately, luckily.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap up real quick, but what do you most want to have happen this year? 2014.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. You got to remember. You got to remember. My series is long term.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, tomorrow is too close.
Okay.
You feel me? This year is the end of this year is too close. You feel me? But I mean, I should definitely be able to go to Europe this now, right? I should be able to go out of the country this time. Go out, you know, go.
I feel like that, yeah.
And touch more of the world for sure. Run more of the world. Run around more of the world for sure. Absolutely.
Nice. I hope that happens.
Me too.
Thank you so much for taking this time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's an honor. It is an honor. Thank you.